and it gives me enormous pleasure just to do a little bit, just for a day, to march it on forwards. And here we go. It's going to be open any minute. There we go.
The High Sheriff of Northamptonshire, David Lang, unveils a plaque marking the official opening of Burton Latimer's new Civic Centre. The town's mayor, Maureen Jerram, says it's an important building for Burton Latimer.
Oh, extremely important. We've been wanting this for a long, long time.
Why is this building, these facilities, so important for the town?
Well, because for a start, it's completely disability friendly, which our old premises wasn't. The only way you could get to the Heritage Society and the council chamber at one stage was up a pair of rickety stairs. But apart from that, it's a centre for all the residents of Burton Latimer to use. So we've got a huge room which is available for everybody to rent or anything, several little rooms. We're opening a new youth drop-in centre. We've got the Heritage Society, and it's really a centre, a hub for Burton Latimer residents.
The old, dilapidated health centre on the High Street has been turned into the Civic Centre. The refurbishment has cost around £34,000. Derek Zanger is a town and borough councillor.
Over the past 4 years, when I first became a borough councillor, we knew the people in the town just wanted this building to be resurrected because it was vandalised, it was the old health centre, and it was going to rack and ruin. So myself and Councillor Fergus MacDonald actually went to the borough council with a business plan, and we went and convinced them it was the right thing to do. We went out and we did the job properly, and this is the result of it. The 106 money which it was paid for was from Morrison's on their planning permission, which they got, I think it was about 6 years ago. And we used that, and then we went out and decided that with the funds we had in reserve at the town council, we would refurbish it and then lease it off the council for a term of 10 years.
Much of the work has been done by offenders who've been sentenced by the courts to do unpaid work. Mary Gainey is from the Northamptonshire Probation Trust.
They've basically been involved in knocking walls, in terms of clearing out the whole building, in terms of laying down floors, also involved in the paintwork. So you could say they've pretty much gutted the whole centre and rebuilt it under the supervision of the council and in partnership with the council.
And this work is part of their sentence?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the court has sentenced these offenders to X number of hours to do unpaid work in the community, to do good for the harm they've caused to victims of crime.
This is all unpaid work.
Yes.
If it had to be paid for,
yes.
How much would it have cost?
Okay. Well, this project started in January, and it's now, obviously, we are at the official opening. We count the number of hours that offenders put in on any project. So on this particular project, they put in over 3,000 hours since January, and how we cost it is against the minimum wage. So at the moment, we would say that we put in, the offenders put in, they paid back to the community about £18,000.